la 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 la.
שלום, את ההכנה לשיעור הכינו קבוצות אסיה, אפריקה והקליקה.
The lesson preparation was prepared by Asia, Africa, the Turkish clique, and be passing the mic to Asia.
אסיה, דברו.
Asia, speak please.
Friends, it's good to see you all. When I first came to the group, Asia group, my time, I could clearly see how amazing all the friends were. It was impossible for you to see within reason all the wonderful things the friends were doing. Dissemination work, the group work in the morning, lesson, the Zoom meetings. You know, being new to the group, it was mind-boggling for me. I couldn't understand how these guys could do all these things and still have a life, a career life. So they were great in my eyes, very great, you know, and they still are. And but as we know, over time, the ego grows and you don't see the friends as great as you used to anymore. It's not that they're not great anymore. They still do all the wonderful things they used to do. But it's like the creator is saying, I've made it easy for you to see how great these guys are. Now I want you to do a proper work. I want you to try and see for yourself, the greatness of the friends, because that's the only way you can understand my greatness. And, you know, I'm so thankful for the friends, because even when such things happen, when you feel like, you know, you don't have the pleasure to do the work, to connect with the friends still, they open the door and they, you know, they give you a hand to cling on to them. And with time, you start to see them great again. You know, so it's wonderful, you know, to talk to you about how great my friends are and how great my ten are and the whole society, how you just make it so that the work can be done. And connection is a difficult work, but the friends, how great you are, friends, you know, it's impossible to come to the creator. It's impossible to understand this work without the friends and all the help that you get from the friends, the kind friends.
אפילו לעשות נחת רוח ליוצרו. זולת על הכלל כולו. כי היוצא מהכלל.
One must not exclude oneself from the public and ask for oneself, not even to bring contentment to one's maker, but only for the entire public. One who departs from the public to ask specifically for one's own soul does not build. On the contrary, he inflicts ruin upon his soul. There was not even an awakening of anyone from the children of Israel to demand anything personal, for no one needed anything because they did not feel as separate selves, as this was their power to come out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Thus, everyone must gather with all of one's strength into the whole of Israel with every plea to the Creator in the prayer and in the work. He should include himself in the only one, the root of all Israel.
Question for active workshop. Why must one not exclude oneself from the public and ask for himself? Again, why must one not exclude oneself from the public and ask for himself?
Forbidden,
prohibited means impossible. You cannot ask for yourself, because if you are asking for yourself, you are not in contact with the Creator or spirituality or anything. The whole prayer comes from the desire to connect, the inability to connect, growing the desire to connect, in short, building the kli. And these are the prayers that are getting answered. That's why it's impossible, forbidden to ask for yourself, because by that you're disconnecting yourself from the Creator.
Praying for oneself is opposite to the light.
You can't, because we take all of our desires for development from the environment, from the ten, the group. A person on his own has only beastly desires.
If you come out of this rule of praying for the collective, if you come out of this collective, you pray for yourself.
Trying everything, trying to think of himself only grows, despairs of it, from it. And then he tries to act for the collective or anyone else, and he sees he can't. And then you come to the realization he has to ask for everyone.
Yeah, asking for oneself is a detachment from spirituality. That's why we are told that it's forbidden.
Ask for himself has, asking for oneself has no benefit, yields no benefit, because it's not a kli. Only when he asks for the collective, that's already a kli the Creator can react to.
This is why only for the kli that the Creator responds to we need to ask. It's impossible that one will be part of the collective and ask for himself.
Because the whole system is built around interdependence, a mutual guarantee, and the connection. If he comes out of the collective, he's not in connection. He breaks the law of development, the conditions of mutual guarantee. Hence, it cannot exist in building the kli. Simply does not resemble the conditions of the system.
When we hear about this law, we understand it's opposite to our nature, and we need the upper force to give us the opposite nature, his nature, and then we'll ask together for that.
You have to pray to be part of the collective, and then when we're together, everyone, each one cannot pray for himself. He will constantly feel the concern of the friends towards him.
It's
It also writes that this was their power to come out of Egypt, meaning when a person asks for the collective, he's outside of Egypt. When he asks for himself, he's in Egypt.
Yes, asking for the ten is the most important thing. And therefore, we will have to exclude ourselves from the problem.
Turkey, בבקשה.
Yes, of course.
Turkey.
Good morning, friends. Now, silent workshop question. Let's pray and ask the Creator to help us grow faith about reason so we can do maximum internal connection in our lesson. Again, let's pray and ask the Creator to help us grow faith about reason so we can do maximum internal connection in our lesson.
Good.